Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Families have a lot going on. Let Ollie help manage the mental load with new cognitive health supplements for everyone 4 and up, like delicious Ollie Focus Pops or Ollie Mellow Pops for kids. And for parents, try 3 new Brainy Chews to help you focus, chill out, or get energized. Find these cognitive health buddies for the whole fam at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Hey everyone, welcome to the Curious Girl Diaries podcast. I'm Layla London, aka The Curious Girl. Now, just to let you know, this podcast is not suitable for work. It's also not suitable for anybody under 18. But the rest of you consenting adults, let's get ready to talk about my sex life, sex in general, and everything in between in explicit, raunchy, fun detail. All right, here we go.
For me, it's also naughty because, oh, there's a female and I don't know, I want to touch her. Should I really be touching her? Yes, I want to be crawling into bed with you too. Oh my God, you have no idea. It's been on my bucket list forever. I just think it would feel so good. The other thing I really want to do with this girl is a strap-on definitely needs to be a part of this play. She loved watching Jack fuck me and the way that he would fuck me and touch me. Oh my God, I'm all about boobs. So I'm very stingy in my fantasy world. Usually it obviously revolves around me. I was putting a cattle call out there to guys who listen to my podcast, giving them a date, when they can show up and come to the glory hole. Hey everyone, welcome to the Curious Girl Diaries podcast. I am Layla. Happy Tuesday, guys. Hope you had a great weekend. Did you get a chance to check out my Saturday episode? It was a real good one. You guys got to go check it out. I had a great conversation with that guest. We were getting into the manly stuff, which I always love to talk about. Of course, this is the Curious Girl Diaries, and I am so curious about men in general. But lately, guys, my craving for something has really kicked off. Really. It's interesting. I'm craving that threesome energy. I'm missing Jack and Jill. Oh my gosh. I'm just remembering all the fun we had and how hot and different sex is when you have more than one person. More than one person, obviously. That's masturbation. When you've got more than two people and it's this lovely, just that, I don't know, that threesome energy is, there's just something about it and it's sexy and it's voyeuristic. And for me, it's also naughty because, oh, there's a female and I don't know, I want to touch her. Should I really be touching her? All that, like, all that good old-fashioned guilt that comes in there that also makes it spicy and edgy and, oh my gosh, I shouldn't be doing this. It's forbidden. So I am just really, I don't know. I've been watching a lot of porn and masturbating a lot lately. I have been super horny and super charged up. And I came off my March masturbation madness month, like literally mad to keep masturbating. I can't stop. I'm just, when I say orgasms beget orgasms, they really do, guys. It's just like you start priming the pump and you start, if you just turn that faucet on a little bit, pretty soon that little drip is just a full-on flood. And no, wait a minute, that's actually your pussy that's flooding. I'm just horny all the time. I'm always dripping. I'm always thinking about, I'm driving myself crazy right now thinking about just fucking and sex. And then all these fantasies are popping in there and coming to mind. And I'm like, damn it, I need to get on this. I need to live and act these out. There's no reason why I shouldn't be full on having this stuff come to fruition. The thing about the threesome is there's so many different angles to it. Oh my gosh. And I love all of them. And I want to explore all of them either again, because I did it with Jack and Jill, or for the first time. I really loved when I was with them, just all the different ways that we explored, whether it was just exploring the erotic jealousy and me being a little more bossy and dominant with her, which I totally, there's Cowboy Ann. He just sent me a text. Let's see, what's he saying? Oh, he wants to be crawling into bed with me. Yes, I want to be crawling into bed with you too. Oh my God, you have no idea. His ears must be burning right now as I'm just talking about how horny I am. Oh God. But back to the threesomes. Yes, I don't know. There's so many different ways to, like I said, explore that energy. And then just having someone else watch you as you're fucking their partner, or the converse. See, I want to experience I'd love to experience the threesome from Jill's point of view, where it's my primary partner. And then there's another female that's a third. But I think I want her to be more into me than she is into my partner. I really want her to be there more like to service me. Now, she'll put up with a big dick and she doesn't mind it, but it's not her primary lane. She's just a little bit more into women, maybe 60-40 or 65-35, where she leans towards women. Because I also want her going down on me, like while I'm being fucked. And yes, I just want that so badly. It's been on my bucket list forever. I just think it would feel so good. And I don't know, there's just something about it being serviced like that. And I would love to have another female there, you know, when I'm done. When my partner's done and he like comes in me, and then she can clean me up. Because I'll tell you, every time a partner comes in me or finishes, I'm so turned on again. I'm ready. I'm like, please keep fucking me because I am so turned on. Something about cum, it just turns me on. So to have all that inside me or around my pussy and have her cleaning it up and licking it off and then making me come again. Oh my God. That to me just sounds like heaven. And I want to feel like that softness of a woman down there, just because I know it's going to be different than a man. And Jill and I never did any, we didn't go down on each other. We touched each other's pussies, but we were mostly just top play with each other. But I really want a female that's really into women and like loves to do this. I want to know what that feels like, what the home team advantage is all about. I really want to know, do women eat pussy better than men? It would make sense if they did. Now, I don't know. I can't vouch for it one way or the other, but just being able to experience that and have that would be so hot.
This is Jess Betancourt, the host of DNA ID, the only true crime podcast that exclusively covers cases solved using forensic genealogy. DNA ID goes behind the headlines to answer your questions about this remarkable new crime-solving tool, how it works, how cases are selected, why the cases were unsolved for so long, and how the justice system is addressing it. I include input from law enforcement to give you the inside scoop that we all crave with a straightforward, no-nonsense delivery. You can find DNA ID on any podcast platform. Episodes come out weekly on Mondays.
The other thing I really want to do with this girl is a strap-on definitely needs to be a part of this play. I want her to fuck me with a strap-on. I do. I want to see if she's any good at it. I'd fuck her happily with a strap-on. That would be so hot. I still want to do that. And Nico still wants me to do that to him, but that's on our list. He's supposed to come over tomorrow night. So let's see what happens there. I'm formulating my game plan with that little interaction. But yeah, just like with the girl, like I would love to just ride her face or just, and like I said, have her fuck me with a strap on and then make her just eat my pussy and ride her face and or to take the back of her head and smash it into my pussy. Kind of all the things that women complain about men doing. Like, don't push the back of my head down your dick. I will happily do that with a female. I don't know. It's just, I want to be aggressive. It brings out this aggressive kind of side with me. And then if there's a partner, if my partner's in the room, then I'm just it's like a whole nother animal. Being able to, like I said, experience it from Jill's point of view, where she's able to watch. I would love to watch my partner fuck another woman. Now, let me just tell you, depends on what day you ask me, whether or not that statement's true. Today it is. Today I'm like, oh my God, that's so fucking hot. So erotic. Like I would just love to watch him just pounding and stretching her little pussy out. But catch me in 3 days and I might be like, fuck no. If she even looks at my guy, I'd fucking punch her in the eyeballs. It just depends on what day you catch me, which is really funny. But seriously, I would love to have her like eating my pussy and then I can look down and watch him just fucking her from behind and really be able to just watch him do his thing. And Jill just loved that. She loved watching Jack fuck me. And the way that he would fuck me and touch me. And I think it's almost like, how do I put this? It's like this sense of pride. Do you see how good my guy's dick is? Look at how he fucks you and look at how good he is. And look at how he's touching you and making you come and just getting you off. Like he's so good. You just almost, it's almost like bragging when you share them. Now there's a part of me that's fuck no, you don't share good dick, no matter what. You don't let that secret out of the bag. You just don't. It's like Fight Club. We don't talk about it. We don't talk about Dick Club. We don't talk about how good our guys' dicks are, because then you got these other women circling around. Like that's can be the mentality. I don't know. Like I said, there's this part of me, depending on the day you catch me on, the part that's just, oh, fuck, that would be so hot just to watch that. And then all the different positions I would definitely want, like we did, like Jill and I did with Jack. She was riding his cock and I was riding his face and we were facing each other and making out. And, you know, I just think like the making out and her like sucking on my nipples and, you know, touching my tits would just be super hot. And I love playing with boobs. Oh my God. I'm all about boobs. I've said it before. I finally understand men's fascination with boobs. They are awesome. They're just like so relaxing. You could just sit and suckle on them all day long. Literally. They really are. Like, I wish I could get mine in my own mouth. That would be so much fun. But no, I cannot. They can't quite get them. It's weird. For as big as they are, it's still even hard. Like when I was tit fucking Cowboy Ann, it's still even hard, a little hard to do just to get them when they're all oiled up to just like when you're pushing them together and you're trying to get them to stay, they somehow slip around. They're slippery little suckers. And it's hard, even as big as mine are, like to keep them up there. But oh my God, I would just so love to just play with a woman's tits again. And my only experience has been with Jill and it was so nice. Oh my gosh. She had beautiful breasts and nice and perky. And I think they were probably like C cups. They were perfect little C cups and just absolutely beautiful. And very, like I said, just the feeling sucking on them. It's just Something about it, like you could just sit there and watch a movie and do that all day, play with tits. Or I actually can do that all day and just play with a dick, just stroke it and suck it. And I mean, I literally can sit there all day and make out with your dick. It's a fun thing to do. It's and it's relaxing. I was telling that to Cowboy Ann the other day. I'm like, it's just a kid's, it's almost hypnotic. You get sucked in and you just put your head right there and just make out with his dick. Build a relationship. Go on a date with his dick. Okay. He needs it. You need it. You've got to form that bond. Bond with his dick. It's so nice. I always tell Cowboy and like his dick and I are, we're in a throuple. His dick and I have our own little sidebar relationship when he just needs to deal with that. That's the way it is. His dick and I have our own relationship and it responds to me and I respond to it. And God, I love sucking it and making out with it. Oh, yes. And then even that, like with another woman, between the two of us, we're both sitting there just like trying to make out with each other. And we have this dick in between our lips and we're just like trying to suck it, lick it, and kiss each other at the same time. Oh my gosh, that would just be so much fun. Yes, I want all of this fun, good stuff. I have to put this together. So I was actually like trolling in my field app for someone, but it's hard to do. And I almost think it would be great to have a friends with benefits type of girl. Then I could play with her with Cowboy and also Nico. Oh my gosh. Yes. Bring in another girl to dominate him with me. Holy shit. That would be so hot. I absolutely love, love, love that idea. Yeah. It doesn't get much hotter than that. That would just be, or they're both my little subs. Oh, and I could just boss everybody around. Now that makes my heart happy right there. That makes my clit happy. Everybody, it's all about me. Get on something. If you're not sucking something, a nipple, a clit, something, you're not doing your job. Nobody should be idle right now. Get on me. Give me some pleasure. Yes. Oh, I'm very selfish a little bit. I'm not a selfish lover when I'm, be honest, but I do, of course, my little fantasies, like it's all about me and all the, she's on me, sucking my clit, he's fucking me, or she's sucking my nipples and making out with me while she's doing it. He's fucking me. Maybe he's got his fingers in her. Just, oh, but it's all about me. It gets to be about me, like the service part of it. So I'm very stingy in my fantasy world. Usually it obviously revolves around me and my pleasure. And I always say those are things like where I would love to experience once or twice, whatever, where purposefully it was more focused on me. And that was my one shot, my one encounter, my one time where, okay, this time it's all about you. And then maybe the next, and then I can see myself in a total role where, let's say I'm with Cowboy and there's two of us females and we're both in the submissive role and he's dominating both of us. Like that would be hot too. And then flip that around where I'm the dominant and I've got Nico and my little subby girl, this unknown subby girl that I'm just going to find out there. And she'll be totally devoted to me and me alone, of course. And this is, of course, fantasy land, right? If you have to say how all the things you want, you're not going to get everything, but you may as well make your list and make it as skewed in your favor as you'd like. But yeah, so just if I was the dominant and then I could have two subs. I could have Nico and, like I said, the little mystery subby girl and. Oh, that would be so fun. Oh my gosh. I really do. I think I do. I need to find a local gal, friends with benefits. That would be fun. See, I like that because I'm in control of that. Like where I'm I'm the liaison. There's no direct contact between the guys and her. Again, that's something that makes me feel better. I feel better about that. There's the one thing, the hangup that I've always had with kind of sharing a partner, mostly specific, is partner specific. Certain guys, I have no problem sharing. Other guys, I'm like, not so much. I'm not so comfortable with this. And it's just one of those things. It's jealousy is alive and well in this red-blooded female right here. I'm not an overall very jealous person, but I definitely can get a little, I would say more territorial. How about that? I think that's a better way to put it, where I'm like, I don't share my good shit. Like, that's mine. That dick is mine. I don't need to share it with any other females. I think that the good outweighs the bad in all of this. All of these scenarios I've said here, there's some great ones. I definitely think there's really nothing bad about any of that. Now, the last thing that's interesting is I've been thinking about gangbangs a lot lately. And I was talking about this on the private podcast, and one of my listeners very quickly, he's a longtime listener. He's going to love that I've called him out. I've shouted him out. A longtime listener. His first initial is D. And he was saying, you got to be careful with the gangbangs. Like, what you should do, you don't want random strangers. What you should do is, basically, he was saying, like, if I want to do a gangbang, because I was talking about the glory hole scenario that you watch where it's a female glory hole, not where the men stick his dick through the hole, but where it's a female glory hole and she's just in there and her legs are sticking out and guys just come up and put her legs in whatever position they want. They've got some toys and some stuff there. And then or they can fuck her any way that they want. And she's just free use. And all these guys come and just like fuck her and fill her up with cum. And I'm like, this is getting into my whole cum thing, my whole cum fetish, my cum play, my desire for just to be totally filled up with it. And it just got me thinking, like, oh my God, if I love like my one load filling up my pussy, why not five loads or 10? Just, oh God, how good would that feel? And then at the very end, somebody's got to clean it all up. And then you make someone get in there and just clean it up. And oh my God, I would come so hard from that. It would be, oh, amazing. I get the shivers thinking about it. It's just so hot to me. So yeah, I don't know. But so the lovely listener, his comment was, don't do strangers. He was concerned for my safety. He said, don't do strangers, Layla. Just do people that listen to your podcast. So basically it was putting a cattle call out there to guys who listen to my podcast, giving them a date when they can show up and come to the glory hole and fuck me. This is all just fantasy, by the way. The glory hole thing is for sure. But I do warm to subjects. This is why I'm like, all of a sudden, I'm like craving a girl, craving sex with a woman. And I'm not bisexual at all, but I'm like, this is hot. I want it. I want all the stuff I was talking about. But his suggestion, like I said, was to get a group of guys that I know. He was basically listeners. I was assuming he'd want to be in that group, maybe. And then just have them ready to go and fuck them. And at least it would be not just a bunch of randoms. Or he had an even better idea, which I thought this last idea was brilliant. Get all your exes. You're blind, you're in the glory hole. You can't see out. And just see if you recognize anybody by their dick strokes. Do I have a memory of your dick strokes and how it feels inside of me? I don't know. That would be really interesting if I could pick the guy blindfolded while or without being able to see him while he's fucking me. Oh, that's such a, I'm very curious about the answer to that, because that's hot. Like, That part right there, I love that with the ex-boyfriends. Woo! Yes, line up and just put that dick in me. Let me see if I know who it is. Who does it belong to? I think that's interesting. I wonder if guys could do that with girls' pussies. Line up a bunch of pussies. Now, they wouldn't be able to see them. They should just be able to walk up and stick their dick in. And by feel, could you say who it was? Was it Sandra or was it Jennifer? Or was it Suzanne? Who was it? Which pussy is it? I think that would be super fascinating. And do you think your partner would know your pussy in a lineup? That's a really, or your genitals in a lineup? That's a good question. I think visually, yes. Just on the feeling sensation, I don't know. I think that's a really good question. I'm going to have to ask Cowboy. And like, if you were put in a room blindfolded and they got you jerked and ready to go and you're all rock hard and ready to stick it in something, do you think that you would know my pussy by feel when you put your dick inside of it and you're blindfolded? Would you be able to tell, is that my pussy or someone else's? That's interesting. I'm going to have to ask that. I'm going to have to ask that. What do you guys think? I don't know. I would love your feedback, guys. If anything I said sparked a thought or you want to respond to any of it, please do not be shy. I love your voicemails. It's my favorite thing. It makes my day. I love connecting with you guys. We can talk about anything and everything that you want. Super easy. Go to thecuriousgirldiaries.com. Click on the pink tab on the right-hand side. And you have 5 minutes. Leave me a voicemail. Let it rip. I get back to each and every one of you personally. And I just love, love, love talking to you. All right, everyone. Take care, guys. Until later on this week, everyone, stay happy, stay healthy, stay safe. Love you guys. Bye.
Thanks so much for listening. And if you like what you hear, refer me to a friend. And make sure you're following me on social media. Also, go to the website, thecuriousgirldiaries.com, and join my subscribers-only list for access to exclusive content. And as usual, questions or comments, you can always email me at curiousgirl@thecuriousgirldiaries.com.